The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And I hear he's just gotten even busier. And I hear he's not in Rome. Hi, Frank.
I am not in Rome. I am in Lakeville. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm busy as can be. I'm now consulting senior advisor to healthcare.com. They're a leading online source of information about health insurance. And they just did, a couple of days ago, a nationwide survey on the coronavirus and how it's affecting America and what people are doing. This is, my knowledge, is the first of its kind, this poll. And it's nationwide, 2,500 people, so it's very accurate, plus or minus 2 percentage points. You've heard a lot about the coronavirus. Oh, my, you actually can't walk down the street without hearing someone talking about it, let alone in your TV. But you haven't heard this. So I'm going to give you the news from the poll. Then we're going to talk about the cost of treating the coronavirus, if indeed you are unfortunate and get this virus. And then we're certainly going to talk about things that the listeners can do to protect yourself, protect your loved ones. So let's start with the news. So it amazed me, Jill, that in this poll, 10% of these adults say that they would not seek medical care if they suspected they had the virus. 10% say, nope, wouldn't go to a doctor, even if I think I have the coronavirus. Another 4% say, well, I'd go, but I'd wait a week with symptoms before I went and asked for any help. Now, think about that. That's well over, 10 to 15% of the people are saying they're not going to seek help. They're going to be walking around with symptoms, suspecting they've got this virus. They're a menace. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They're a menace to themselves. They're a menace to the people around their family. They're a menace to the neighbors. How about you and me when we walk into a supermarket or venture into a hardware store, any place, and somebody next to you has symptoms and they had it for a week and they haven't seen a doctor to figure out what's going on? This is a highly contagious virus. That's one thing about this. And it can live, this droplets of this stuff can live on hard surfaces for a week, like a counter in a retail store, a table in a restaurant. This is nothing to be trifled with.
But people, you've heard. This is not in defense. There is such a lack of consciousness, just an individual versus community. You have people getting on planes, literally. I mean, half the problem in Italy, as we know, and this needs to not happen here. And I don't know even how you get this through people's, my words, thick skulls.
That's why we're trying to talk about it today in detail. I mean, I'll give you an example of how contagious this is. You say you gotta get on an airplane. The guy in New Rochelle who now has, came back from Israel and he infected his family and others. Okay. He may have infected as many as 1,000 people walking around because he didn't realize he had. And now he had this virus. And now the town, it's the town of New Rochelle, 70,000 people are in lockdown. You got National Guard out there keeping order.
And delivering packages. Exactly. But again, it's one thing. When I say one thing, okay, he didn't know. But now people know. So if people know, from this point, from the moment that you hear this broadcast on, and we just had a thing locally that was, just smash your head, smash your whatever it is, just shake your head, drop your jaw. Now that you know how contagious it is, I'm not asking you, Frank, I'm just saying, listeners, now that you know how contagious it is, how are you going to not spread it?
Right. And we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But we also asked this 10%, 10-15%. We said, okay, you're not going to get any health care. Why is that? Why do you do that? Now, a third of the people said, well, I'm afraid if I go to a doctor, it's just going to be too costly. They're afraid of the high cost of health care. And I'm going to go into that in a little bit more detail. Another third say that they're, well, I'm really healthy. I'm a tremendously healthy guy or woman, and I can ride this out. Even if I get the virus, I will ride it out, which is, and among that group, half the people with postgraduate degrees were saying, I'm too healthy. I'm going to be fine. You'd think someone with that much education would be a lot smarter about that. And would, if they didn't care about anyone else, they would care about themselves. Now, it's not only is this virus contagious, but it kills. Now, a regular flu, there's a death rate of 0.1%. You get sick, but you don't die. This virus kills. Overall, it's about 2 to 3% of anyone who gets it dies of this. It leads to pneumonia most of the time, so then you die. It goes up with age. If you're in your 60s, you've got a 4% chance, 70s, 8%. In your 80s, 15%. This is a dangerous virus, highly contagious, and it kills. So among this group, this same group, another 20% say they avoid doctors. They never go to doctors. Anecdotally, I've always thought that was more men than women. In this survey, there were more women than men saying, nope, I never go to a doctor. So look, your point is right. Obviously, we need a more effective education campaign about this virus. That's why we're talking about it today, last week, and moving forward. And this was not addressed in the healthcare.com poll, but I've looked at other polls. And apparently about half the people who are ardent supporters of President Trump listen to talk radio a lot, get a lot of news from Fox. About half of them think that this coronavirus is still just a media hoax, just making it up. And this, we'll say, Jill, here at Robin Hood Radio, we are going to give you the truth as best we know it, nonpartisan. Here are the facts, and here's what you need to know, and here's what you can do about it. So let's turn to these worries about cost, because that's a real thing. Americans fear the cost of being treated for this virus, as well as the disease itself. Only 3% say that they should pay for the treatment of the coronavirus out of their own pocket. Just virtually everybody else says, no. I mean, the government should pay for that, not just the testing, but for the virus, but for the treatment, for the vaccine, the government should pay. And then there's another group equally who say, well, all right, the government doesn't have to pay more. Health insurance should pay for it. But anyway, it's virtually everybody but this 3% saying somebody should pay. Now, why are they saying that? It's a simple reason. They don't have the money. They can't handle a surprise bill for coronavirus. Only 3 out of 10 say that they can pay out of their savings. More of them, 40%, 4 out of 10, say they'd have to borrow. They get hit with the virus, they would have to borrow. They'd put it on their credit cards, they'd turn to their family for a loan, they'd go to the bank. Worse than that, nearly 30%, nearly 3 out of 10, say they have no idea how they'd pay. They get the virus, they don't know what they would do with those bills. So even around a third of the people with health insurance say that they're worried that their health insurance won't be adequate to cover all the bills that can come from a coronavirus. And those costs can add up. Now, there's a lot of talk about the government picking up the testing for the virus. There's a lot of talk about health insurers picking up some of the costs, but there could be copays, there could be coinsurance. If you get this, there'll be tests. Now, I'm not talking about for the diagnosis of the disease itself. That's one thing. Probably the government pays that. I'm talking about the other tests your doctor is going to want to have, like blood tests, like urine analysis to see your condition. If you land in the ER, you know that's $1,500 at least. Hospitals at $3,000 a day. These bills add up, and anyone who gets coronavirus is looking at potentially thousands of dollars of bills that maybe the government, maybe the health insurance really don't step up to. So what do you do in a case where you can not only get very ill, very contagious, and also run up big bills? So you'd think, Jill, you would think that everybody was changing their habits to protect themselves. Well, here's another surprise from the healthcare.com survey.
I'm sorry, I'm already
You're
I'm already not so.
Jill, 40%, a little over 40% say they're doing nothing different.
Nothing.
And that's about half the people in the heartland, you know, in the middle of the country.
Nothing.
Away from the coast, right? There's all this stuff going on in Washington State.
But also, I will say this, and this is, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to even get into the divide. I know people who should know better that are doing things. I'm not talking about spreading it. They are doing things that are so off the charts. And I know other people who should be doing things that aren't doing things. It's just, it cuts both ways in both, both, shall we call it, coastal and middle of the country. And sure. If I, you know, had my way, I would just say, okay, everybody, sit down, stop, just stop what you, get a grip. Now, you lot need to do this. But you see it, you know, phones are such a great example. Or the Jack in the Box, or whatever you want to call it, the McDonald's touch screens, or what, people don't even realize what they're touching and what they're doing. And that's just mind-boggling.
Well, here's, look, 40% are doing nothing. That means 60% are doing something. So here's what they're doing. I mean, you've got well over 40% say they're washing their hands a lot more. My hands are chapped. I wash them so much. 20% are avoiding public places already. That's 1 out of 5. Hoarding is stocking up.
The hoarding is 15%
stocking up more food. 11% are stocking up on soap and sanitizers. People are wearing masks. A lot of people are not going to work. That number is going to go up. It's about 7% in this poll. I think it's going to go up. 5% have canceled their trips overseas. Cuts really close. Carol and I had planned this trip to Rome. We wanted Easter in Rome. We planned it for a year. I got a phone call.
Looked forward to it for a year.
He's also my doctor. Yeah. I have a phone call from and he said, look, I'm not talking to you as a friend. I'm talking to you as a doctor.
You're not going.
You are not going, buddy.
I wondered when you were going to get that call.
I canceled out, and here we are in Lakeville, you know, for the spring.
Which is not Rome.
All right. So what should listeners do? Let's talk about that. Now, if you've got the first sign of this illness, you should seek help.
Frank.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you how to do that.
And before you do... Do you have to hand the signs of this? Because, of course, there's a great deal of confusion between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to. That's
great.
Exactly where I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the question is exactly how do you know you've got this coronavirus as opposed to just a plain old virus? Bad enough, but, you know, not deadly. Or just a common cold, right? I had a bad cold for about 2 weeks. Here are the symptoms. A dry cough, not sniffles, not a wet cough, a dry cough. Sore throat, more likely, okay? Surely a fever. If you have a fever, boy, you've got to act. And I would say don't wait for those 3 or 4 symptoms to get a hold of you, because that may be too late. The virus goes into your lungs and then it's dangerous. So here's a little canary in the coal mine little trick that you can do. Hold your breath for 10 seconds. And if that doesn't cause you to cough or you don't feel any pain or tightness in your lungs, that's good. But if you feel discomfort after holding your breath for just 10 seconds, call your doctor. Don't go there. Don't run down to the office. Don't go to the ER. Get on the phone. Call your doctor and get instructions. This virus attacks the lungs. It causes a pneumonia. I mean, it's really a coronavirus pneumonia, and that can be very serious and a real danger to your health. So don't wait for all those symptoms. And if you can't hold your breath without pain and discomfort, call your doctor and get directions on what to do. In general, avoid crowds. And when I say crowds, I mean a gathering. So obviously you're not going to any sports events. I mean, there goes spring training,
right.
There goes, you know, the March Madness. But look, these are very tough calls, Jill. I mean, do you send your kids to school? My grandsons now are no school for them for the next couple of weeks. That's in the city.
Well, schools here are closed. Schools here are closed now, or will be closed for as of the end of today. Region 1 will be closed. They're closing for 2 weeks. Torrington's closed. You know, the state is pretty much closed, and they here at least they will reevaluate. You know, on a weekly basis. But yeah, that's what's
happening. And I
happening.
Would think colleges, they're not coming back from spring break. That's the end of school.
No, they've said a lot.
I think. Go ahead.
Just we have a time, our usual time issue. So obviously this is going to be updated fairly frequently. When I say updated, obviously the healthcare detective of our show, right. you're going to have plenty to talk about. But how would you like to end for today?
Yeah, no, I want to say this, and we just have to. It's going to get worse before it gets better, and we got to face the facts. Okay, the disease is already in the northwest corner. We've got something like 7-8 cases, maybe more. That's right up the road in Pittsfield. The Berkshire area has signs of community spread. It's here, okay? So you've got to be careful. Now, here's one piece of good news, and we can end on this. I checked with Sharon Hospital yesterday. They have no cases at Sharon yet, okay? Mm-hmm. And they have test kits. So they're prepared for whatever comes. And I would just say to listeners in general, if you feel the first signs of this illness, call for help. Don't be one of that 10 to 15% that have that potentially have that disease festering, and then you can turn around like the guy in New Rochelle and infect 1,000 people. Don't be that person. Be vigilant, stay healthy, stay out of crowds.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Health Care Now, available in-store, online, and